Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
If you spent part of your summer enjoying the great American outdoors, you might well have been appreciating the results of the Wilderness Act. But 50 years after the passage of this conservation law, creating wilderness has gotten a lot more difficult. The vast majority of wilderness protected in the United States today was created before 1990. And since then, gridlock. Very few designations have gotten through Congress. David Steves, editor at EarthFix, a public media collaborative in the Northwest, explains why. He joins us from Portland. Welcome, David.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you, David. You know, I cover Congress, so I know it's one thing to get a wilderness bill through the gridlock morass that is Congress. That's step two. Step one is getting it done at the local level, which is where you are.
Right. Yeah. Our reporter, Cassandra Profita, went out to one of those areas to really see what it's like at the ground level in eastern Oregon. It's in the Owyhee Canyonlands area. And she really found out just how much divided sentiment there is about designating wilderness these days.
Now, there are lots of wilderness activists, environmental activists who want a wilderness designation in Owyhee. They've gone up against a lot of different groups of people, a real coalition at the same time, including the Oregon Cattlemen's Association. Listen to this.
See all this? This will all be wilderness. And we're going to fight it for everything we're worth.
Well, that's Bob Skinner. He's the public lands director at the Oregon Cattlemen's Association, David Steves. He sounds serious.
Yeah, he is. He's also a rancher. And, you know, you talked about gridlock in Congress. Well, when there was this group of various stakeholders, they had no problem reaching a unanimous decision. They did not want a wilderness designation in the Owyhee Canyonlands. It's about a 2-million-acre area. And one of the issues that comes to play now that really wasn't such an issue back 50 years ago when the Wilderness Act was adopted, is that a lot of the areas that we're talking about as potential wilderness areas, people are using them more than those original wilderness areas that were kind of high elevation, mountainous sorts of preserves where you didn't find as much ranching. You know, Bob Skinner, who you just played that cut from, he runs a ranch. He's got cattle, and he was actually speaking while flying an airplane with our reporter who was up in the plane with him, you know, because he's got this vast area, and a lot of the cattle do graze on these public lands that would be designated as wilderness. And the Wilderness Act has some real strict rules on what people can and cannot do when it's got that protective barrier around that area.
And that's what I want to ask you about. I mean, it's easy to understand that if it's a wilderness protected area, you can't ranch. So somebody like Bob Skinner would be out of luck. And I get his point of view. What else can't you do on land like that that has so many different groups of people opposed to it? There are disability groups, seniors groups. A lot of different people don't want this.
Well, let me just back up and make a minor clarification that, you know, because of this kind of activity, ranching, one of the advocacy groups that is proposing wilderness designation is quoted in our story saying that would be grandfathered if it's considered an appropriate use. So I think it would go through a regulatory process. So I don't want to give the impression that just flat out couldn't ranch. But generally, there are restrictions. You cannot use mechanized equipment. You can't have roads in wilderness areas that you'd be driving on. I did one of the stories in our series, and, you know, the road ends at the Goat Rocks Wilderness Area where I hiked in and interviewed some folks. The trail work that was done there didn't involve chainsaws. If a tree falls and, blocks a trail, then you've got trail crews working with handsaws, you know, a blast from the 19th century technology to clear those off, because that's a clear, requirement under the Wilderness Act. They use some really pretty poetic language about, it's a place where man is a visitor and it is not trammeled by men. It's a wild place.
Not even enough for a chainsaw. Well, let's give equal time to the other side of this, of course. Let's hear from Julie Weichel. She's a board member of the Oregon Natural Desert Association.
This is a chunk of country that's not too damaged yet. Because it's desert country, it can easily be harmed.
And there you have the concern of a lot of folks in the environmental community, the preservation community.
That's right. Yeah. Where we're talking about where our story took a look, and again, in the desert country in eastern Oregon, you know, there are mines operating just outside the proposed wilderness boundaries. We do have, the longer that an area goes, you know, wilderness advocates would tell you, the greater the risk that eventually it will lose some of that wild nature and some of the things that really make it a special place.
David Steves, one fact that amazed me before we let you go, 85% of the wilderness that's been cleared by Congress legally happened before 1990. They're just not doing it that much anymore. It seems like this is really a dwindling argument. They're having this argument in Owyhee Canyon in Oregon, but maybe in another couple of years it'll be down to zero.
You know, it's really hard to say. I do think you talked about the gridlock in Congress, and Senator Wyden, Ron Wyden from Oregon, was interviewed for our story, and he did talk about how much that's a factor. And there's just a philosophical divide. Rural communities, in 1964, they were not feeling under economic assault the way they are out west here when it comes to ranching and mining and, you know, timber production. And so I think there's just a real strong philosophical feeling that, look, let's just not give another inch here. We've got plenty of area that's just locked up, and we would like to use our resources for our own economic betterment as well as for recreation and, you know, for ecological purposes.
Well, in Oregon, the ranching and mining and timber crowd meet up with the no chainsaw crowd in Owyhee Canyon. It's a big debate that hasn't even reached Congress yet. David Steves, editor at the EarthFix Public Media Collaboration in Oregon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we're talking about your best spots in nature today. And of course, a lot of Oregonians took up the call of the wild.
This is Ariel from Portland, Oregon. My favorite place in nature is the sky. I miss the Milky Way, the real night sky. I'm 28, and I know I used to see that great river in the sky. Now I wish I could find that place again.
This is Leigh Bolton from Monmouth, Oregon. My wonderful piece of nature is my garden. It gives me time to digest the world.
And from a northwest neighbor in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, waking up in a tent on a cold morning and looking outside while still in your sleeping bag. Have your say on nature or anything else, 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway. That's all one word, at The Takeaway.